Adventures with Ursula Maxwell Lewis. A pair of battered, bronze-laced children's shoes caught my attention. They were mounted on a waist-high chunk of stone on the lawn of Strokestown Park's Palladian House in Roscommon, Ireland. Engraved in both Irish and English were the words, National Famine Way, Strokestown, Dublin. Similar bronze shoe sculptures appear along the 165-kilometer National Famine Way Trail. They are poignant reminders, both in Ireland and abroad, of the men, women, and children who marched from Roscommon to Dublin in 1847 to escape the Great Famine, boarding ships via Liverpool for North America. These weathered shoes were inspired by a real pair of children's shoes found bundled together in the thatch of a 19th-century Irish cottage. They serve as heart-wrenching symbols of starving families trudging hopelessly toward Dublin, desperate for emigration and the promise of survival. It is sobering to realize that approximately 2.2 million people trudged along Ireland's dusty roads to Dublin to eventually board ships from Liverpool in search of salvation, only to face malnutrition, disease, and unsanitary conditions aboard barely seaworthy transatlantic vessels. These ships, ominously dubbed coffin ships, were often death traps. While exact numbers are uncertain, it's estimated that around 3% of passengers perished at sea, with some voyages suffering death rates as high as 20 to 50%. We had stopped for lunch at the National Famine Museum Cafe in Strokestown Park, County Roscommon, on our way to explore the wild Atlantic Way. Although the Grand Strokestown Park House was closed for renovations, my visit sparked deeper research, specifically into the powerful and deeply moving bronze shoes and moccasins story. One key discovery was the historic generosity of Indigenous peoples in Canada. A particularly powerful video, titled Bronze Shoes and Moccasins, First Nations and Famine Irish Forced Migration, tells the remarkable story of the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. On March 22, 1847, while facing their own forced removal from traditional lands, they contributed to Irish famine relief efforts in Canada West, now Ontario. The video explores this little-known connection between 19th-century Irish immigrants and the displacement of First Nations peoples. In my opinion, it highlights an extraordinary act of compassion that occurred during a time of enormous suffering and societal upheaval. Among the visual elements is a powerful document, handwritten by the Indian officer, in Toronto, dated March 17, 1847. After a warm greeting to all bands and nations, the letter reads, "There are few of you who have not at some period of your lives felt the cravings of hunger, but a merciful God has thus far preserved you from the misery of famine." The letter continues, explaining that hundreds from Ireland and Scotland were collapsing into the land of spirits, because they lacked food. The officer urged the First Peoples to respond by letter, indicating any amount they wished to contribute. He assured them that any donations would be sent to your great father in Montreal. Just 5 days later, on March 22, a gracious and heartbreaking response arrived. Despite facing their own loss of land, broken treaties, and the erosion of natural resources, the Mississaugas of the Credit donated £12.10. The letter expressed deep sympathy. "We regret the destitute state." It acknowledged their own dire circumstances, homelessness, starvation, deprivation and forced migration as nations, yet their empathy prevailed. The proud, but heartbreaking, document was signed with the chief's personal dudums, totems. The virtual exhibit that accompanies the video posted on the Irish Heritage Trust channel honors the spiritual and financial generosity of the Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Huron-Wendat peoples in Canada West, as well as the Choctaw and Cherokee nations in Indian Territory, now Oklahoma, who also gave what they could to help Irish famine victims. The intertwined stories of bronze shoes and moccasins reveal how suffering can spark compassion across cultures, oceans, and centuries. Yet, as in my case, continue to generate shock and disbelief at man's continued inhumanity to mankind. To fully appreciate this historical connection through Indigenous voices, I strongly recommend visiting the Irish Heritage Trust's YouTube channel and searching for Bronze Shoes and Moccasins, First Nations and Famine Irish Forced Migration. It is an unforgettable testament to hardship, inhumanity, unexpected kindness, and First Nations dignity. Surely the world should have learned something since the 1800s. Looking at the news, apparently not. Ursula Maxwell Lewis is the former owner, managing editor of the Cloverdale Reporter. Contact her at utravel@shaw.ca. More adventures. 2012. Meet your muse in Surrey and Vancouver. 2016. Sherlock Holmes, The Swiss Connection. India surprises, delights. Awesome Alp Transit. Home on the Range at the Cloverdale Rodeo. Off the British Beaten Track by Coach. A Toast to Robbie Burns Country. 2017. Michael Jackson and the Rat Temple. Vimy Ridge on Canadian Museum of Flight Radar. Volunteers at Cloverdale Evacuation Center take the heat off of wildfire evacuees. 2018. Tea tempts a self-professed coffee fanatic. -2019. Explore Nevada by traveling into a pioneer's past. Recalling the Berlin Wall. Japan's courtesy, Afro-style bathing, and snow monkeys. -2021. Historic Cloverdale United Church, signs of the times. Calgary's Heritage Park offers a great deal of attractions. Aroche's Brooksdale Environmental Center in Surrey offers rich experience. A trip to investigate some local magic. Prince Philip just got on with it, to our surprise. Festive reflections and recipes. Tables turned. Ursula Maxwell Lewis chats about life, travel, and her start in journalism. -2022. Going through old paperwork and mementos offers window into the past. A Lunar New Year lucky dip with historian Bob Sung. Caring and Understanding at New Hospice in Langley. Caring and Understanding at Surrey Hospice Society. Escape to Downton Abbey, A New Era. Emancipation Day and the Black Loyalists of Nova Scotia. Beyond King Tut is mysterious, magical, and impressive. The Reluctant Traveler's Christmas Gift. Coping in the Kitchen. -2023. Local grandmothers group helps African grandmothers. Living History, the coronation of King Charles III. Surrey's close connection with the RCMP musical ride. 100-year-old Surrey quilt reunites Macadam family. Surrey International Writers Conference welcomes people from around the world. Your own family story is a priceless gift. Sally Ann Kettle campaign is about more than Christmas cheer. -2024. Chinatown Storytelling Center offers window into proud Chinese-Canadian history. A passion for print, reflecting on the life of Wally Coombs. Women in History, featuring Ireland's Pirate Queen. Christmas gifts Amazon doesn't sell. -2025. Cedar Hills Caledonian Pipe Band open to new members.